At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are back here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder, we got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis coming up from 9 to 11 today, so do not go anywhere. Also, as you heard, Wade versus Diener is back for year three. Join NBA stars Dwayne Wade and Travis Diener on June 27th for the Champions for Literacy celebration as they make an impact in Milwaukee and at Marquette. Tickets are on sale. WadeVSDiener.givesmart.com. Again, WadeVSDiener.givesmart.com. Right now, we're being joined by my good friend Grant Bills, Wisco Sports Show, Pack-A-Day Podcast. You can find him on social media at Wisco Grant. Grant, my friend, how the heck are you doing?
I'm doing good. More excited to be talking Packers than I would be to be talking Brewers, Cubs, at least after last night this morning, Andy. So I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
No, I am happy as well. All right, so let's start off by talking Brewers, Cubs. I'm just kidding. We can talk Packers to begin with. Let's start off. I made the case in the first segment for the Packers potentially taking a look at Jalen Ramsey if he would become available, similarly to what happened with Jair Alexander. I just want to get your overarching take on the Packers cornerback position in totality. I thought you made a really good argument on the radio, basically saying that, hey, do you guys remember it wasn't the defense that was the problem this past year? It was the offense at the end of the year when they were trying to win games that was the problem. So, you know what? Just take over. I'll let you make your case for this.
Well, I think for the last probably 20 years, we've had so many conversations every offseason as Packers fans about got to fix the defense. Right? Like, you got to get Favre a defense, then you got to get Rodgers a defense. And there were certainly years where that was true, where the defense just wasn't even close to good enough. And then there were plenty of years where the defense was solid or better than solid. Like, that defense in the Super Bowl year obviously was great. I think they were pretty darn good that year. They played the Bucs in the Super Bowl, and I think they were excellent in 2014. But Packers fans, who've been so conditioned to just assume that the defense needs to be fixed when the team comes up short. And I don't think that it's the case as often as we think it's the case. Like, I think the defense the last 2 years has done their job. In Joe Barry's last year, although you'd never know it because people talk about the Joe Barry era like it was some catastrophe, and I don't think it was amazing, but it wasn't the defense's fault that they lost that game in San Francisco. The offense got the ball twice with the lead in the fourth quarter. And then last year, I'm not saying that they were incredible against the Eagles, but that Eagles team was just about as dominant of a team as we've seen in the NFL in forever, and they held them to 22 points. It was the offense down the stretch last year that needed to execute better in the fourth quarter and needed to be better situationally on third and fourth down and in the red zone. So I just push back a lot on complaints about the defense or urgent conversations about how this or that position needs to be fixed, because I don't think it reflects reality of last season.
I think that's well said. And I think from a cornerback position, I still stand by the fact that it's a very similar group as last year. Jair barely played. And the fact that you're upgrading from Eric Stokes to Nate Hobbs, I think is a significant upgrade. I thought Eric Stokes was truly the weak part of the defense when he was out there. I think Nate Hobbs is going to be good. So I'm excited about that upgrade. But let's talk about the depth of that position. I think that's where a lot more people point to and say, hey, even if we're giving them the benefit of the doubt with a Valentine and Bullard can play in the slot, and Nixon and Hobbs, like if we're saying like that's good enough, what about the depth after that, where it's no more Kamal Haddon, Kalen King, Micah Robinson, those sort of players? Is that enough, or would you like to see them at least bring in a depth piece to compete before training camp?
Well, no, I'd love a little bit more depth, and I think the best way to, or what would have been the best way to have the necessary depth, was to spend a draft pick either last year or this year before the seventh round. You know what I mean? Like if they just use a second or a third round pick last year on corner, they're fine. They're solid. Or this year, right? Just a middle round pick, someone to be in the hopper, someone to be in I guess, that system or kind of behind the front line developing and coming up. I'd feel a lot better about this group. I still feel fine about this group. I think it was Ryan Wood last year who first pointed out, it was either on Bill's show in the afternoon or my show in the evening, where he's like, look, I think I'm in the minority, but I think this cornerback room is just fine. Which I did not go into last year thinking it would be, Andy, because we had so many conversations about they got to play the Lions and the Bears with, you know, they just added Keenan Allen and drafted Rome Odunze, and obviously look at what the Vikings have. Like, they're going to play some dudes, and I don't think they have the guys. And even with an injured Jair Alexander down the stretch, I think they were kind of fine. I think they were solid. And I know that's not a ringing endorsement, Packers fans, but you can't be elite at every position. And fine at corner is a pretty good place to be if you have elite safeties, and I think they do. If you might have a burgeoning stud at linebacker and Edgerrin Cooper, and if the pass rush can improve, I think the viability of this cornerback room is predicated on them staying healthy and the pass rush improving. And if those two things happen, I think they'll be more than good enough. I think they'll be very good because they were good enough last year and they got better adding Nate Hobbs.
You mentioned one more corner in the hopper would have been nice, and it's an unbelievable play on words. I know it wasn't maybe intended, but in 2024, one of the corners I really liked, and you see all the time, we could do this with every round and every draft and whatever. I'm not trying to go full TJ Watt, Kevin King here. Jerrion Jones, the corner for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who had a really nice rookie season a year ago. You know, he was actually taken a few picks after Tyron Hopper, of all people, and would have been out there, and I think would have, I think, really helped this corner room in some legitimate way. So, that's an interesting one. Again, to your point, if they just would have maybe had one more selection either last year or this year in sort of the middle rounds at corner, definitely could have gone a long way. I'm totally with you there as well. Now, I know as we're talking to Grant Bills, Wisco Sports Show, Pack-A-Day Podcast, find him on social media at Wisco Grant. I kind of talked about it, but I do think the addition of Nate Hobbs and going from Stokes to Hobbs can be still a pretty significant increase for this defense. What do you think that he can bring to this team, and how can he maybe be a little bit of that calming influence in that secondary from where maybe things were a season ago as well?
Well, I like how you use the phrase calming influence, because the first word that came to my mind was stability. Like, just bring a little stability. I think Nixon was actually pretty darn good last year, considering it was the first time that he had played that position. And yep. I know Packers fans, like, he took a lot of slings and arrows on social media. Oh my gosh, because Jordan Addison beat him for a touchdown one time, or, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown ran a beautiful route and then a beautiful throw. Like, that's going to happen to even the best corners. I think it's certainly okay if it happens to Keyshawn Nixon every once in a while. I thought he was good last year. I just think when you're playing Keyshawn Nixon at corner, who's recently, you know, switched positions, or Carrington Valentine, who's young and not, you know, wasn't exactly a blue chip prospect, I just think it pays to have a guy like Nate Hobbs who's been there, done that. And he's not a superstar, but he's a bona fide pro. Like, he's a guy who can clock in 9 to 5, show up, and play corner for you in a couple of different spots. So I think that allows the Packers to fly a little bit closer to the sun. We talked about the lack of depth, but also, you know, kind of building that room a little bit more creatively, moving Nixon from another position, or Carrington Valentine, who weirdly isn't a guy who got a lot of run last year. I don't know if they just wanted to be darn sure that Eric Stokes wasn't the guy. Like, maybe that's what they were doing. I thought Valentine probably could have played a little bit more last year, and I assume he's going to play more this year. So they're piecing it together little by little at corner. Don't get me wrong, but I think the presence of Nate Hobbs just brings a little extra stability to that room, and I think it's stability that they need.
Just per my grades. Doesn't necessarily, again, mean everything. It's not the be-all, end-all. In 2023, and for the first about 4 weeks of 2024, Nixon was primarily a slot cornerback. During that time frame, my grade on Keyshawn Nixon was a -4.00. So obviously not very good. That's a poor yeah. grade. That's not where you want it to be. From week five on, when he was playing outside corner, it was +1.55. So you're going from a player who was a pretty decent negative in the slot to a real solid positive on the outside. I don't think it gets enough credit for that. He was just a better player. And the interesting thing about Nixon, too, is you look at his like scouting profile and like his RAS scores and things like that. He projects so much better as an outside corner. He's a straight line speed guy. His agility scores were pretty bad, actually, which is maybe surprising because of how great a returner that he is. But he doesn't have the fluid hips and the ability to kind of, you know, just run with some of these, you know, smaller, shiftier wide receivers in the slot. And he's not the biggest guy, so holding up against some of the bigger guys in the slot can be tough as well. He's a straight line speed guy that plays very well as an outside zone corner. And guess what? That's exactly what we saw last year, and he performed much better. So I'm actually fairly bullish on the Keyshawn Nixon outside corner experience. And I do think that he is somebody that can help this team. We saw it really over the last 10, 12 weeks of this past season.
I don't think the win condition for this defense is going to be elite corner play. I think they just need a solid enough group that's going to hold their water, stay healthy, obviously, like that goes without saying. I'll say it anyway, I guess. Like that group just needs to not be a nuclear meltdown. I think they have the depth and the talent at safety, a rising stud at Edgerrin Cooper, and I think they seem to think, so I guess I'll take their word for it, that the pass rush should improve. So I don't think the win condition on this defense is corner anyway. I think they've stabilized that room nicely. It should be fine. And I know when I say they should be fine, Packers fans are like, oh, that's the standard is fine. Well, for that position group this year, yeah, I think that is the standard. And I think that'll work just fine.
It's going to come as a shock to, I think, some people. Not every team doesn't have you know, all pros at every position and isn't solidified at every position. There's going to be a weak position on every single team. And if that group is your weak position, and like you said, I think it's going to be a totally solid, fine, nondescript, you know, corner room. It's not the sexiest room in the world, but I don't think it's going to get you beat week to week. If that's your weak spot, I think you're still in a really good spot overall. So I'm totally with you in that regard. Enough about the defense. Let's talk about the offense again as we're being joined by Grant Bills, Wisco Sports Show, Packaday Podcast. Find him on social media at Wisco Grant. Let's start with this offense from a Jordan Love standpoint. Just in general, like where is the, if you're Vegas, if you're the Potawatomi Sportsbook, like where are you setting the line for Jordan Love this year? What are your expectations for him coming into this season?
Oh, man. Well, touchdown to interception ratio, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would guess or what I would try to project his totals at. I'm not someone with a brain who retains numbers and information and stat like that. Okay. Anyways, I think what I want to see from Jordan Love this year is just a more adult, comfortable quarterback. I want someone who looks like, hey, I've been behind, I've been ahead, I've been on the road, I've been at home, I've dealt through little nagging injuries, I've dealt through this, I've played games without this, you know, wide receiver healthy, I've played this with a different left tackle. Like, I just want to see a player that looks like he's seen some things and been through some things. And he should at this point, right? He sat for 3 years, and now he's played 2 years. And I think he got a rich array of experiences between his first and second year as a starter, learning how to play through an injury or miss time and then come back from injury. Christian Watson's been out. Romeo Doubs has been out. Like, he's just gone through all these experiences. I want, like, if I was a boss working in corporate America, what I would look for my employee analogously to this is I want someone who's going to show up 9 to 5, do their job, and I don't want to feel like I need to look over their shoulder and worry about whether they're doing the kind of simple pro things right. Like, I just want a more polished, professional, veteran version of Jordan Love this year. And I think with that will come a lot of the things on the field that need to happen, the smoothening out of some of the intermediate passes, right, the consistency of the footwork, just the very simple adult things that you need to come to expect from a quarterback who's now started a couple of years. That's the type of stuff I want to see from Jordan Love. And I think that will smooth out any bumps in his performance and inconsistencies that maybe we saw through his first two seasons.
No, I think that's really well said. Then let me follow up with this. Do you want to see this offense in 2025 be a Josh Jacobs offense, or do you want to see it be a Jordan Love offense?
So I was thinking about this morning because you sent me a message yesterday with some of the things you wanted to talk about. You know what offense might be decent comparison, or maybe I should watch some highlights or go back and watch some games of the 2014 Packers. Because the 2014 Packers, Aaron Rodgers won MVP that year, right? And Jordy Nelson was an unbelievable, like, as good as I've ever seen a Packers wide receiver in my lifetime. And yet, Eddie Lacy was such a prominent featured part of that offense. And he is a physical kind of, it's not like they had prime Darren Sproles in 2014, right? Like, they had a physical between the tackles, like, up the gut runner. And I'm trying to think, and now I'm trying to remember, like, what were some of the things they did that year where one part of the offense didn't step on the other? And I'm wondering if maybe there are some lessons to be learned, or even big picture concepts that we could go back and consider about this offense, because I think last year became a little too run, run, pass, Josh Jacobs, and then Jordan Love, you know, pick up whatever yards we need to move the sticks. I think it got a little bogged down. And you need to give the ball to Josh Jacobs because he's awesome, but you can't do it at the expense of all of the other pieces and at the expense of your quarterback. So I think marrying those two things is paramount this season. And I know I'm not at all answering your question, but I hope I'm at least explaining why I'm struggling to answer your question.
No, I love the 2014 Packers as an example. So in order to complete this, first of all, hopefully it doesn't end the same as the 2014 Packers, but Aaron Rodgers that year, 38 touchdowns, 5 interceptions on 4,381 yards. Just a ridiculous season. And meanwhile, Eddie Lacy...
That. Like, that would work. I would accept that from Jordan Love if he did that.
Eddie Lacy had 1,139 yards rushing on only 246 carries, 9 touchdowns on that season, accounted for 60 first downs, and also caught 42 passes for 427 yards, had another 4 touchdowns. I feel like, yeah, I mean, obviously, again, those numbers for both are really, really impressive, but more importantly, I feel like those are fairly achievable numbers from like a yardage standpoint. Like if you said Josh Jacobs had 1,100 yards rushing, had 400 yards receiving, and that Jordan Love had, you know, maybe not 4,381, but like, you know, 3,900 yards passing or something like that. Like, I think those are well within the realm of reason. I actually very much like that comparison.
Yeah, and I think it's a matter of how do we get the best out of our running game, and how do we also pass the ball efficiently, not just like as a break glass in case of emergency type passing game. I don't want that. Like, if that's the case, then why are we drafting all these wide receivers and why are we paying Jordan Love? You know what I mean? Like, there's obvious talent there, and we've seen it play out on the field with Matt LaFleur's coaching in the last 2 years in moments with Jordan Love. So you just need to find a way to get the best out of both sides of your offense without one stepping on the other. And I think, you know, very much what I said about Jordan Love is true of Matt LaFleur too. This is his third year coaching Jordan Love, his second with Josh Jacobs. I hope that he, like Jordan Love, has an idea, okay, we're going to smooth out this. I've seen this. I know how to adapt to this. I know how to react to this. I'm going to handle this better, and I'm going to do this differently, right? Those types of things. Hopefully, the vast array of experiences, both from quarterback and coach over the last 2 years, kind of culminate this year in a more polished, smoothened out product. That's the hope.
Yeah, I think so too, and that's a good hope to have, and hopefully one that can ultimately come to fruition. Again, we've been joined by Grant Bills, Wisco Sports Show, Packaday Podcast, and then, of course, on social media, at Wisco Grant. All right, Grant, I know you said Packers was what you wanted to talk today, but I know you do also a great job of talking Brewers, Bucks. I'm just going to give you the floor for whatever you want to talk. You always have some things on your mind, some good hot takes, so the floor is yours. Packers, Brewers, Bucks, Badgers, whatever you want to talk about, you've got the floor.
Well, I do a good job complaining about the Brewers. I don't know if I do a good job talking about them. This series is going to take a bite out of me if they lose 2 of 3 again or if they get swept down in Chicago. Like last night, the wind was blowing out. I thought we were going to see some fireworks, and the Brewers' offense still seemed pretty limited. And I know people are criticizing Chad Patrick today, but it's like, well, I mean, I thought he kept a really potent offense mostly in check on a night where the ball was just flying. So I don't really have any qualms with Chad Patrick, and it's not like they use their ace relievers other than Nick Mears, because Nick Mears pitches every friggin' night. That much never changes. This series to me is a bit of an inflection point, because I've talked myself into certain things with this Brewers team working. This rotation has been excellent, and they should only stand to get better as Mizrowski incorporates himself. The bullpen is elite. If the offense can just do enough, like, I can see this team doing some things. The problem is, more often than not, they haven't been able to do enough. And if they can't do it against the Cubs over these next 3 days, you know, they're going to be 6 or 7 back in the division if they drop 2 or 3 of these games. And that's not insurmountable, but I'm just really going to struggle to convince myself of a path. So I think these next 2 games are absolutely massive.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dreading coming home and watching tonight, although Jamison Tyone versus Mizorowski is an awesome matchup, I just don't know that the Brewers offense has the horses. So these next two games are absolutely paramount, and I think they're going to really frame maybe how I view the next month or so of Brewers baseball leading up to the trade deadline.
Mizorowski and Peralta, the two players that you probably want on the mound for those next two games, which is exactly what the Brewers have. So hopefully can pick up a couple wins and find ways to, just gain two back and gain maybe a little bit of confidence that you can hang with some of these better teams. So I'm with you. I think it is an inflection point in the season. A lot of season left. You know, we haven't even reached the All-Star break yet, but it would be nice to see some proof of concept over the course of these next two games. That is for sure. Grant, you are incredible. Always love chatting all things Packers, Brewers, Bucks, wherever we talk about it with you. Where can we find all of your incredible work, and tell us about the Wisco Sports Show as well.
Well, the incredible, that's a little rich. The Wisco Sports Show is weeknights, 4 to 6 on a couple stations around the state, and it live streams as well. So the show has a YouTube and a Facebook page if you look up the Wisco Sports Show with Grant Bills, or on my ex, formerly known as Twitter, I guess is what we're calling it, Wisco Grant, like you said. The show streams there as well, and like the links to all of the different places where you can watch and listen are there. So that's where I would go. And if you want to see my my angry, miserable Brewers tweets, you can find those there as well. So that'll have everything you need is on my Twitter. I just say go there.
It's worth the price of admission alone. Granted, that's free, but it is still worth it nonetheless. Follow him at Wisco Grant. Grant, you are amazing. I appreciate you a ton. We'll talk again soon and enjoy the rest of your week.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. Anytime. Appreciate you having me.
Likewise, that is Grant Bills. Again, Wisco Sports Show, Packaday Podcast. Find him on social media at Wisco Grant. We got a lot more to get to with the Packaday Radio Show right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.